while we pay respect to Winston Sosso and while we praise him and honor him, I think that creative artists, both of the popular arts and those which are not of the popular arts, including the writers of the creative imagination in poetry and novels, I think we need to begin to pay a little bit more attention to the rights, the copyrights, because I was surprised to find out that Winston Sosso had not been receiving copyright payments for all these songs played on the radio, not just in St. Vincent and Grenadines. And I'm hopeful that his estate would pursue this matter with some vigilance, because his music will live on, and his intellectual property, he would not have benefited it to the extent that he ought to have benefited if there had been, in my view, a rigorous pursuit of his intellectual property known as the copyright to his songs.